has been damage done, more damage done than actually had been done beforehand, because the issuing of the report at an hour before a meeting takes place, I think, was wrong. People should have got that in time to go through it, the members of the parliamentary party. And if they couldn't be trusted to give it to them at least 24 hours before it was due to be discussed, it just shows you the lack of trust that's in the whole thing. And I think that the report didn't do anything to increase the credibility of either the Taoiseach or Jack Chambers, because it's obvious that there was still a cover-up going on even right into that report.
There would be, maybe perhaps from the party leadership perspective, a hope here that Christmas would take the year and the momentum out of any particular movement, maybe for a change at the top. Would you see that happening, or do you think it could even fester further over the festive period?
Well, I think it's going to fester more. TDs will be in and out through their constituencies for the next month or 6 weeks before the Dáil goes back. And at that stage, they're going to find how the general public are thinking out there. And the general public are at a stage now that they basically have lost confidence.
It's very difficult to see whether there are any major winners in this whole saga. But if perhaps the war was to be won, it could be maybe the current Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan. Do you see his stock increasing all the time? Maybe in many people's eyes now as a shoo-in when it comes to being the next party leader.
Well, most people are saying he seems to be the name that's coming up every time it's discussed by anybody, either in Fianna Fáil or in other parties. He appears to be the one. He seems to be performing well, Justice Minister, and people like the way that he's dealing with certain issues. And I think on top of that, he probably was left out of the previous government, and nobody can know why. There was an attempt to bring him in as a junior minister, which he refused to take, and I could understand that. At the time, he would at the minute appear to be the front runner.
What way do you see it playing out in early 2026? Could we see a possible heave against the leadership of Micheál Martin?
Well, you see, at the moment, you can take it, there's probably three groups there. There's the group that are loyal to Martin, to the Taoiseach, on the grounds of to have jobs under him, or either committee chairman, junior ministers or ministers under him, and they will probably be fearful of what would happen in a change of regime or change of leader. And that group comes to approximately 20. And then you have a centre group that are disgusted but keeping their mouth shut. And then you have the other group who are openly declaring that it's time for change. So if the middle group and the group looking for a change decide to weld together, then that's it.